This podcast covers all things health, your body, your brain, and your well-being. Each week, we'll be joined by doctors, as well as the occasional guest, to talk about the health topics that mean the most to you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The title today is Stop Chasing Symptoms. Now, a lot of you have probably figured that out, at least you think, a while ago. I mean, that's been the whole medical world for as long as I could remember. And frankly, I've been thinking about this a lot, and the medical world was correct for a long period of time. And when I look at things now, and I sat there last night, and I was looking through Google, I was looking through functional medicine, I was looking through thyroid, I was looking through leaky gut, and I'm looking at stuff and I'm going, this is not for today's present population of chronic condition patients. Well, what do you mean, Dr. Rothfer? I mean, you've been talking about leaky gut since the day you were a functional medicine practitioner. I mean, what do you mean about that? What do you mean, SIBO? You've talked about SIBO. I do, but I talk about it in a certain context of an entire frame of reference that's called functional medicine. And functional medicine is no longer about chasing symptoms. And that's what the medical profession has been about. And then, you know, to their defense, they were about fixing broken legs and then having heroic surgeries and heart transplants and then making drugs that got rid of symptoms because nobody knew any different. But when you really look at it, the healthcare system, the alternative healthcare system, has followed that model. When I look online and I look at certain well-known websites, which I was looking at last night, it's like magnesium. Here's the 12 things you can do for that magnesium does. And then the next thing you do is you can take that magnesium, it's going to work. And it does for most people for just a short period of time. And when I say most people, I'm talking about the patients who walk in here, and I'm talking about the patients who are looking online today, because those patients are like, they're the chronic mystery patients. I looked at three histories this morning. Something happened, and I put on, what was it, 80 pounds in 3 months? How do you put on 80 pounds in 3 months? I know, okay? And it ain't gonna be, and she's like, and the doctors told me it was my thyroid, not to worry about it. They told me not to worry about it because it's easy to take care of. So they're taking a medication. It's not working. They're taking the pills. It's not working. It's not going to work. So a new model was made. It's called functional medicine, which is another whole thing because not everybody out there is practicing a classic functional medicine model. Everybody's got their own take on it because it's not a regulated discipline. And so, you know, you can go down the street. Somebody can rub your knee. Somebody can rub your back and give you a couple of pills and go, I'm a functional medicine practitioner. Literally, you can do that in like most of the states. So this is what I have to deal with. So people coming in and they have like fibromyalgia, peripheral neuropathy, chronic fatigue, they got a bad gut, they either can't get away from the bathroom, you know, for more than an hour, or they can't go for a week and all this type of stuff. And they come in with bags of supplements. Okay. And they push those bags at me and I look at them and I go, don't even show them to me. Don't even show them to me because that's not the model. The model that was produced was based on the fact that we have a new patient population. I go back to, you're looking at Google, to me, 80% of stuff I looked at last night online is not relevant to the present patient population. And why is that? Because autoimmunity has changed the rules of the game, big time. The doctors don't know what to do with it yet. The medical doctors don't know what to do with it, because their model, which was appropriate at a time before autoimmunity, when the person would come in with a flu or a cold or a stomach ache or an earache or, you know, they would get chicken pox or something like that. That was their world. That's how it developed. But that world's past them now. This is now, I'm not saying medicine's not relevant. I'm just saying for the chronic condition patient, that is not the best model. And substituting a supplement for a pill for a symptom, okay, is not the right model. Can it give you temporary relief? Yes. Am I okay with that? Of course. Who doesn't want temporary relief? But when you come to me, I'm into more than temporary relief. Look, it's genetics. It's the person living an unhealthy lifestyle, whether they knew it or not. Do I drink coffee? Do I not drink coffee? Do I take salt? Do I not take salt? Sugar bad? Is sugar not bad? And I drink one alcohol a day. It's good. Two alcohol bad. No, three alcohol. I mean, like, it's confusing. So you could be following an unhealthy lifestyle, not even knowing it. And either way, it's an unhealthy lifestyle. And the next thing you know, your systems start breaking down. And now the way it's happening is once that gut breaks down, the next thing you know, you can start getting chemical sensitivities. The next thing you know, you are now open to getting autoimmunity. The next thing you know, you have a stress. Has anybody here been stressed in the last year or so? You get a little stress, you get a little, like, maybe get in an argument and your stress is already up because your presidential guy lost or won or whatever, or we got COVID and you've been sitting in your house for 6 months, which is not natural for us as human beings to have to do that type of stuff. I don't think that's like a controversial thing. And so the next thing you know, you have a trigger, you have an overwhelming infection, you get COVID. I think a lot of these COVID people who are getting it, and they have these mystery symptoms later on. I think you're gonna find out those mystery symptoms are they had a genetic propensity to develop autoimmunity, and now here it is. This is a new development in our society. And frankly, I treat people from all over the country and all over the world. It's everywhere. It's not just here, okay? So now this person comes to us and we have spent years and years just trying to figure out how do we get that under control. And I think we've got a pretty good model going. And the model is not based on symptoms. The understanding of the case is based on symptoms. I give out a close to 300 questionnaire to my patients to fill out. And by the time that question is filled out, I have a pretty good idea what's going wrong with them. And it's all symptoms. However, those symptoms lead us to understand what systems have collapsed, because these autoimmune problems, they are not going away. They're getting more. I'm seeing them in 3 and 4 and 5 year olds now. You can't cure, at least not right now. Nobody's come up with a cure now. And so basically, you have to dampen it. You have to do your best to get that person out of a flare. Some people have been in a flare for like 10 years, okay? And you have to get them out of that. You have to try to get them in remission and show them how to stay that way. We have done that. We do that pretty well. Not everybody's a candidate. I'd say 80% of people who call here are candidates. And I'd say 20% for a variety of about 20 reasons just are not going to respond to this model of care. Now, I said all that to say this. So we get into the model, we start treating people, and the person starts getting better, and then maybe we switch them to, so basically the way it works is you've heard me say this if you watch this for a long time, there's a hierarchy to treatment. We figure out what systems there are. How do we get the immune system under control, dampen the most? It's going to be lifestyle changes. It's going to be nutraceuticals. It's going to be chemical toxicities. It's going to be triggers that we have to get rid of. Dietary changes that are going to help to get rid of those triggers. And we have a very organized way of going about it. And we do it in stages. And maybe you could do first stage one, and all of a sudden the person's doing a lot better. And then maybe you get to stage two. I'm talking about not standard stages. I'm talking about in that person's particular case. And now maybe you find that there's a liver that's not, you know, playing ball with us. So maybe we have to go in there a little harder. Next thing you know, you give a person the extra set of vitamins. I'm not going to talk to them again for 2 or 3 weeks. The next thing you know, they're not feeling good for 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 days. So what do? They go back to Dr. Google. They go back to the model that's failed. They go back to the model of, I'm going to go home and I'm going to take this because this has helped me in the past. In the context of what I do, that's not a good thing, because what we're doing is changing physiology, and physiology is very, very communicative to the person who is doing classic functional medicine. And if that, and it might be that physiology is good because finally that organ is starting to like be demanded upon to get better, and so in the end that person just kind of has to let me know, send me an email, do something, say, you know what, I've had some discomfort for the last 3 days, and I think I'm going to take, you know, these five pills because they've helped me in the past. And what do you think about that? And then I would look at the five pills and go, probably not a good idea. You know, or I might say, you know, one of those might be a good idea. That might be the next thing. But why don't we wait a week? Why don't we let, because the whole idea is to get your physiology working as much as possible online. Now, I have adopted an approach of more supplements in the beginning and tapering them down and tapering them down and tapering down as the body heals. But see, people come in here, you got like problems for 10 or 20 years. You think, and we're trained, I take the drug and it either makes me feel better or makes me feel yucky. And I tell the doctor he's an idiot. Okay. So we have that model. So it's, we're so like about the symptom and we're so like to put band-aids on things, but in the framework of unraveling your physiology, of getting these multiple vicious cycles under control to start synchronizing together. I mean, you know, I might have a patient who doesn't have constipation, develop constipation. That tells me something. I might have a patient who has alternating constipation, diarrhea go away like in a day. It might take 3 weeks. It depends on that case as to what's normal for that. And so I just, there's a couple of things that really, really make it difficult when you're dealing with a functional medicine practitioner. So I'm kind of like, this is like my anthem for you, for all of the functional medicine practitioners who are actually practicing functional medicine. Give them all the data that you can, but don't switch from one model to the next model in the middle. Don't go from fixing systems, getting your whole body to start working in sync again, getting your gut under control, and all of a sudden the endotoxins go away, and the next thing you know, your joint pain goes away. But now you go on to the next step, and the next step starts getting toxins out of your fat cells, and now your joint pain comes back. So now you go back to taking your magic, you know, whatever herb and botanical gets rid of the joint thing, which is fine, but it takes away the markers that the functional medicine person needs to know what is the next step. So I mean, in the end, when you go into functional medicine, if you go to a practitioner that you feel confident in, that has a plan, that is an organization that talks the way we talk, that then you have to work with their model. You can't, and again, the people who have a lot of knowledge of what's on the internet, and people who maybe don't know how to read, maybe think they know how to read blood panels, but they don't. I'm thinking largely of like one particular patient who has massive blood sugar problems, but her blood tests are normal. And I'm hearing like, no, I don't have a blood sugar problem. Well, we can't go forward with this. You can have pre-diabetes for 10 years before it shows up on the blood panel. You have to trust your doctor on that. That's what functional medicine is about. It's about catching all of these cycles and all of these systems that aren't functioning properly before they get to the point where they show up on the blood test, to where your doctor, when he reads your blood test and he goes like that, he goes, oh yeah, your A1C's up, so we need to give you metformin. We need to fix that long before that happens. And your symptoms are telling us about that. We understand that. So when we say, look, I know your glucose is normal and I know your HbA1c is normal. For those of you who are not aware, those are two common, but not always comprehensive blood markers. If they could be totally normal on your test, and you could have high or low blood sugar. Okay. And you can allow your doctor to go with that. So, I mean, this is a new world, and the thing is that you cannot chase symptoms, and you cannot strictly chase blood markers. And you have to, and if my, when my patients are, you know, what drives me crazy is I'll be treating and the person will be getting better. And then all of a sudden I'll get an assessment form and it's totally off the charts. Then, you know, I'll be waiting for the next time that I talk to them. And then I understand. And then they start telling me about, well, you know, I had this, so I went back and I took this particular product because that made me move my bowels 3 years ago, but it's not making me move my bowels now. And or I took a product and I felt good for like 3 days. I started sleeping again. Everything was wonderful. But now I'm doing it, and now I'm back to where I was, and I've stopped that product, but it hasn't changed anything. That's what functional medicine spent years, and some of those brilliant people on this planet who had the courage to go ahead years, light years at a time, getting their teeth kicked in, getting criticized, getting told that they were doctor wannabes. And believe me, being on this side at that point in time is not fun. But they need to get that patient, and what do? They call you and they say, like, it's not working. No, it is working. You're not working. Your decision to go back to another model is not working. And so you have, so either like decide to do your functional medicine practitioner, do what they tell you to do, or don't do it. Is like my advice. I definitely am on a rant right now. And so, but I'm, you know what? I want my patients to get better. And the other thing is they'll go like, I'm not getting better. I have to go through their whole file, make sure I'm not missing anything, make sure I'm not losing my mind. And then I'll schedule an appointment to discuss the whole thing with them and say, look, here, you know, like what I'm telling you right now. So maybe I'll be able to use this and just tell them, look on YouTube for my rant. And then have that conversation. And then they're upset because I charge them for a consult. You know, it's like, well, I wouldn't have to charge you for the consult if you just did what I tell you to do, what I asked you to do, because I'm going to ask you to do something. It's going to go better or it's going to go worse. If it goes worse, that tells us something. That is diagnostic. That is functional medicine. And it's either a supplement or you got off of your diet or you were stressed that day. Which one was it? Oh, it could be all of those things. Yes, it could be all of those things. A lot of times when people call me after they've been out of here for, I just had one last night, and the young man was just phenomenal when he left, and all of a sudden he's starting to have symptoms again. We talked for like 15 minutes. He was stressed. He was stressed at work. That was it. Stress threw off his blood sugar throwing off his sleep. What is he doing? He's taking supplements for each one of those things. Okay, this is a new world. If you have these chronic conditions, you've been to the doctor, they don't know what's going on with you, you're taking the medications, it's not working, you're coming in here to me with three bags of supplements, that's not working, you don't want to go back to those two models when we're in the middle of doing what we're doing. When any functional medicine practitioner, you know, oh, it's a functional medicine practitioner doing well, you know, there's good and bad functional medicine practitioners like everything else on planet Earth, okay? It still gives them the best shot of helping you if you resist the temptation to go back to that model. And honestly, if it's going to be, we have signs around this office. It says, we didn't say it was going to be easy. We said it was going to be worth it. I mean, because we know there's going to be tough days when people are getting through that. And we tell them that in the beginning, but that seems to like be forgotten sometimes, you know? So I'm not talking the vast majority of my patients, but I'm talking to a percentage, and I don't like when my patients don't get better because they're shooting themselves in the foot. And then they shoot themselves in the foot and maybe they even blame me. But either way, I don't like that. I don't like that they're not getting better because they could be getting better if they weren't continually going back to that model. So it's not about symptoms. It's about correcting the system. It's about correcting the vicious cycles. It's about correcting the intertwining, as my mentor would say, intertwining webs of conditions that all come together to create these chronic symptoms, and it's a whole different animal, and it's a whole different model. So that's throw at me, and so I'll be with you again next time with hopefully as equally illuminating but maybe less controversial subject.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.